Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Okay, on Mind Food Radio now, this is an interesting topic we're going to talk about, neuropharmacology. Michael, any thoughts on that?
I've spent the whole day trying to say it. Now, I'd like to welcome to the show Professor Geoffrey Head. Hi, Jeff.
Hi.
Now, you're an adjunct professor at Monash University, but you're also head of neuropharmacological. See?
Neuropharmacological.
You've got it.
There you go.
Neuropharmacology.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Now, tell us, what does that actually mean?
Neuropharmacology is really the understanding of drugs that act on the nervous system. So the neuro is the nervous system, and I'm interested in the brain and how it regulates blood pressures and the role of the nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
And you might, most people realize when they get nervous or upset or stressed, their blood pressure goes up and you get an activation of what's called the sympathetic nervous system, release of adrenaline, and you get that weak feeling behind the knees and your pupils dilate, and this is a stress reaction, and it's all occurring from within the brain.
Yeah, I think Diana Ross used to say a chain reaction.
Yeah.
It is a chain reaction though, isn't it? Because once it kicks off, you can't reverse it for a while.
That's right, and you get a lot of hormone release, cortisol, adrenaline, noradrenaline. The heart starts to increase its rate of beating and getting ready. You get dilating of blood vessels to the muscle in case you need to run away. So it's called the fright and flight reaction.
So Jeff, and with your work and research and, you know, with high blood pressure and hypertension, have you seen a growth in that over the last few years, or has the research methods got better and so we now have more detailed information around that?
I think it's actually both. We are getting much more sophisticated about measuring pressure, and that's one of the things I've been interested in, using an ambulatory blood pressure device to measure people's blood pressure rather than just the one-off clinic measurement at the doctor's, which doesn't really give you a real picture of what you're experiencing in terms of blood pressure throughout your normal activities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why these ambulatory devices are so powerful.
Mm.
The other thing that's happening is we are getting more and more hypertension in society.
Yeah.
One of the major causes of that is obesity and being overweight,
mm-hmm.
a sedentary lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
highly processed foods with lots of salt, all of the things we know we shouldn't do are contributing to a higher level of blood pressure.
When you feel yourself getting stressed in certain situations, or you feel your high blood pressure rising or whatever, can you read that yourself? And do you know, you know, what do you do in that situation?
Sometimes you can feel this if you've had a very stressful day at work.
Yeah.
And I've had about 150 emails coming in. Mm. They were coming in faster than I could answer them. And that's the sort of stress that you do get.
Yeah.
Having regular breaks, having exercise, or going for a walk in the park, there are ways of breaking that mental cycle that's very important. Having some time out for a brief meditation or something that's a bit more pleasurable. In the long term, these are developing good lifestyle practices of calming the mind when it's racing and going very fast. So that's actually quite a useful technique. One of the things we've been very interested in is in the morning when you wake up. And you might not think that's stressful, but that's a period when your blood pressure rises rather dramatically. And in fact, most heart attacks and strokes occur in the morning period within about 3 hours of waking.
I must say, we're going to have to get you back again on the program.
Okay.
But thank you very, very much for an insight into this area of neuropharmacology, a really interesting topic. And of course, Professor Geoff Head is the head of neuropharmacology and a professor at Monash University. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.